Welcome to this special interview program that's part of a CME activity on PARP inhibitors and the management of ovarian cancer. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met via Zoom with each of the four faculty for this program, Drs. Katie Moore, Joyce Liu, Rob Coleman, and Stephanie LaRue, to further explore the data and their treatment practices. Interestingly, and perhaps a sign of how quickly things change in oncology, although I interviewed the four investigators over 10 days, between my first interview with Dr. Moore and the other three, there were two FDA approvals. So here's my chat with Dr. Moore, which focused on the use of maintenance PARP therapy after debulking surgery and postoperative chemotherapy. What I learned in this journey was there is a consistency in how the faculty saw the data, beginning with the issue of the appropriate genomic workup. So the first question is, what do you consider standard of care in terms of genomic testing for a patient who presents with ovarian cancer, no particular family history, in terms of what do you think is optimal, putting aside whether you're going to be able to access it for a doc in practice in terms of both germline and somatic testing?
So that's a great question. So standard of care is every patient with epithelial ovarian cancer should be offered germline testing for at least BRCA1 and 2, but really most of us have moved beyond that to panel testing because there's other germline mutations, RAD51C, PALB2, BRIP1, that we want to know about as well because they impact selection of therapies to some extent, but really also impact familial counseling. So that is the standard of care. Now, patients may opt out of it, but that is the standard of care. For women who do not have a germline mutation, then I think the standard of care is to follow that up with somatic testing to look for at least tumor BRCA mutation, which is important. But we've already kind of moved beyond that. We need that. Plus, there's a number of other genes that we look at. These assays are becoming important in accessing care. The Quadra indication requires knowledge of an HRD test, for example. More will be coming. So at the very bare minimum, tumor testing for BRCA, but a panel test is likely better.
And why specifically? For example, do you miss things if you just do germline? Do you miss things if you just do somatic?
If you just do germline, now that we're testing more, we're getting better numbers of the actual prevalence of somatic BRCA mutations. So it looks like 7 to 10%. So if you only do germline testing, you're still catching the vast majority of patients. And so if we get to that point, I would be pretty happy. But you're missing 10% of patients. And across the board, if you look at, now we have frontline data, but we certainly had this in the platinum sensitive databases as well. Patients with somatic BRCA have the same hazard ratio for benefit from PARP as maintenance or PARP as treatment as germline BRCA mutation associated cancers. So from a purely predictive biomarker standpoint, it's very important to know because it could be transformative for your patient. So about 10% you'll miss. And if you said, well, I'm just going to tumor test everyone, I referenced the tumor BRCA testing in Paola, because if you have a germline mutation, it should show up in the tumor. And that's mostly true. In SOLO-1, we looked at that where we knew everyone had a germline mutation. And then we went and did the foundation testing to see how many of them would have a somatic BRCA mutation. We missed about 5% because they have large rearrangements or call frequency differences. There's different reasons why you would miss, but you miss about 5% of germ identification of germline patients potentially. And that's a big miss because of A, the implication for them getting a PARP, but also you miss the opportunity to prevent cancers in their first and second degree relatives, which is sort of the penultimate reward of testing, you know, making patients, family members not get the cancer that they have.